Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With an increased understanding of the biochemical nature of mental illness, experts are turning their attention to improvements in detection and treatment. And as Rebecca Nickmeyer, assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill demonstrates, the physical signs of potential psychiatric disorders may be present from birth.
Why do some individuals develop psychiatric and neurological illnesses while others do not? Many scientists believe that individual differences in our genes impact our risk for these illnesses by changing the structure or function of our brains. But when exactly do these genes exert their effects? Is it immediately before an individual develops symptoms, or are they present much earlier, perhaps even from birth? To address this question, we studied 272 newborn babies using magnetic resonance imaging. The DNA of each was tested for 10 common variants in 7 genes that have been linked to brain structure in adults. These genes have also been implicated in conditions such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, autism, and Alzheimer's disease. For some variants, the brain changes we found in infants looked strikingly similar to those reported in adults. For example, newborns carrying a variant known as APOE4, which is associated with increased risk for Alzheimer's disease, had reduced volumes in the medial temporal lobe, a brain area with an important role in memory. Volume losses show up in similar areas in adults who carry this variant, and these brain regions are typically altered in individuals with Alzheimer's. While these results are fascinating, it is important to remember that genes aren't destiny. Multiple factors influence how the brain develops, but studying newborns allows us to look at genetic effects before many of those factors come into play. Our findings highlight the importance of the prenatal period for outcomes many years in the future and could stimulate new research focused on preventing onset of illness through very early intervention in at-risk individuals.
That was Rebecca Nickmeyer of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. Hope isn't